Empowerment Through Knowledge and Serena Stone present the Tequila Drinker's Guide to Health and Wellness Radio Show with your host, medical Qigong author, practitioner, and educator, Serena Stone, featuring the director of the Universal Healing Tao Medical Qigong System, Master Montauk Chia. This is episode 34, Pulse to Your Health.
Hello and welcome back. We are in beautiful Dao Garden in the dining hall. If you guys are following the show, you know to expect lots of noise because we are recording this live. Master Chia is on tour, and so he's asked one of his favorite educators in medical Qigong, Tevye Fong, the founder of White Tiger Qigong School, to come and share some knowledge with us until Master Chia can join us again in December. So our show today is, I have to be honest, I have no idea what this guy is going to say. I said, what do you want to talk about today? And he said, oh, I want to talk about pulsing. So my head went to the weird place. And now we're going to say hi to Tevye and find out what the heck is that.
Hey.
Okay, pulsing.
Pulsing.
Pulsing. Like thunk, thunk, thunk,
thumb, thumb. Thumb. Well, like the blender's pulsing.
And she just did.
So everything has a pulse. Everything has a pulse. So in Taoism, we have the microcosm and the macrocosm.
Microcosm and macrocosm. Yes, sir.
Yes. So that basically means that everything is a mirror reflection on what's on the outside. So we know that the sun pulses. We know that the earth has a pulse. We know that stars have a pulse. You can look at a star at night and you can see it pulsing. Some might say that's the atmosphere moving. So then we also know that we have a pulse. We actually have many pulses. We have the heart pulse, and it's pumping blood. You have your pulse in your arms that the doctor can feel. And in Chinese medicine, you have many different pulses. Let's take it to another level. When I worked working with different cancer patients, people with difficult to treat illnesses, one of the common underlying denominating factors is stagnation. This is one of the underlying causes of disease that we found. And stagnation occurs when there's a blockage. So before, in the previous podcast, we talked about relaxation and how that can help us break through stagnation. But how can we get to the point to relax? We need to start to learn to pulse. And the Chinese discovered a really cool way to pulse their energy. I learned this when I was first a teenager, and I was so excited about it because I could feel my hands just pulsing literally with energy.
Well, it makes sense, listeners, that the opposite of stagnation, which will cause disease if things stop moving, you're in trouble. That the opposite of stagnation would be movement, and yeah, you know, pulsing is a clear, specialized movement. If the area is pulsing, it's not stagnant.
Right.
And it's honestly, guys, it is just that simple.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. So what we do with the medical Qigong, and I'm going to give everybody an exercise in a little bit that they can do right off the bat. What we do with medical Qigong is we're coiling and uncoiling the fascia, coiling and uncoiling the arms, the legs, the spine. We're bending it, we're contracting it, we're expanding it. We're doing this all over the body, and this creates a pulse. So as opposed to, say, a static stretch, we're not pulsing. With a dynamic stretch, we're pulsing. Dance is a form of pulsing. Anything that's rhythmic is creating a pulse. We're generating a pulse through rhythm. So rhythm is one of the core principles of our Qigong, of White Tiger Qigong. So every movement must have some type of rhythm. This is what makes Qigong Qigong in dynamic medical Qigong. So by creating a rhythm, we're creating a pulse. Now, that's on a physical level. Then we can get to a deeper, more internal level. We have called Simen Huxi. That means in Chinese, that means four-gate breathing. Four-gate breathing is really easy. So you have your lower Dantian. For all those people who don't know what the Dantian is, Dantian translates to elixir field in Chinese.
Oh.
Elixir field. Down in your, it's really essentially in your lower abdomen. If you take your fingers about three finger widths below your navel and a couple knuckles deep, that's about where your lower Dantian resides. Really, from a Western perspective, that is your digestive system and your elimination system. It's also connected to your reproductive system, which has a pulse. So all these things is where we're going to store the energy in that general location. So we concentrate the energy there. We just concentrate. And how do you concentrate energy there? Very simple. As my master always said, he said, if you want to bring energy there, just focus, and it brings energy there. So you can focus there, and you breathe in, and you feel your abdomen expanding gently, and you breathe out, and you feel it contracting gently. There, you're creating a pulse. You've already done basic pulsing now. Now, how can we then circulate that pulse from the core of the body all the way out to the extremities? And we can do that first with the mind, and then we can integrate that physically. So how everyone can do that now is take a moment, close your eyes.
I'm going to do it.
Okay. Breathe into your belly and focus in your lower belly. Feel the breath coming in. And then exhale into your palms. So when you exhale, like you could turn your palms up. And feel, and just put your mind into your palms, in the center of your palms. And then breathe in, focus on your belly. And then breathe out and focus on your palms.
Okay, that's cool.
You can already feel it?
For me, it's heat.
Yeah. Nice.
For me, instantly.
Nice.
Instant heat.
Yep.
And it radiates up.
Yep. A cool party trick I do is I make my hands and my feet sweat within a couple minutes. Just by doing this, and people think it's magic, but it's not. I've just been doing it for so many years. I'm able to actually control my body temperature.
Wait a minute. You make your hands and your feet sweat, and how do you prove it?
I show them. I say, feel my hands and my feet.
Okay. Ew.
Most people don't want to feel my feet, but they do touch my hands only to find them clammy and wet. And I just do it to prove a point that it's not magic. It's just doing it over and over again. I've done it. So this is called two-gate breathing. So you just learn to breathe into your hands. Once you can feel your hands, now it might take some of you guys a month. It might take some of you guys a day. It might take some. I thought you were trying to feel my Lao Gong point.
No, I was taking your hand.
She was trying to touch my hands, guys.
I was taking your hand off the table. You stopped doing this.
Sorry, I have a habit of being a very animated talker. So the center of your hand, that's what they call the Lao Gong point in Chinese. That basically means old worker's palace. And that's where they say qi comes out from the center of the hand. So you focus on that point. That's also an acupuncture point related to the pericardium.
Pericardium, that sac around your heart.
Yep. That's connected to the root of the great vessels. So then
I was going to say that next.
Then you have, in the center of your sole of your foot, you have what's called the Yong Chuen point. That means bubbling spring in Chinese. So that's related to the kidneys in as far as an acupuncture point. So once you can feel your hands actually pulsing or getting hot or tingly, then you can feel your feet. So then you start to visualize while you're breathing. You just put your mind's eye. When I say your mind's eye, you just put your focus into your lower abdomen when you breathe in, and you put your focus onto your feet in the center of your hands when you breathe out. And this is what they call four-gate breathing, and you're generating a pump. You're generating a pulse. To pulse from the core of your body to the extremities. Now, why would we want to do this?
I was just going to ask you that.
Because we have what's called the 12 main meridians. And remember in a previous show, I think in the very first few shows that I recorded with you, we spoke about meridians and how they're connective tissue lines, right. that, that are actually physically tangible lines. They're not just imaginary, energetic lines. They're actually physically tangible lines. So when these are conductors of electricity, think of them like wires in the body. So you can send electrical charges through that, through this, and that's okay. What's generating the heat. So what we're doing is we're gaining mastery over deeper systems in our body. Now, I didn't do this just through my visualization. I did this also with years of doing, years of doing Qigong, of learning how to feel my meridians by through a lot of twisting my body in different ways, coiling and uncoiling. And then because I can feel my meridians, then I can also easily use my mind to also send electrical charges through those meridians.
Now, this concept goes back to what you said in the beginning of this show about stagnation.
Yes.
And anybody who knows anything about Chinese medicine concept, the root of dis-ease or disease is stagnant energy.
Yep.
And guys, energy, where I'm talking electromagnetic energy, the stuff that communicates from your brain to all your organs, glands, and muscles that tells you to move. Okay, this isn't mystical, it's the real deal. And when these meridians get clogged, or they say stagnant, this is the beginning of big trouble.
Yep.
Okay, so we've kind of come full circle with that one. So you're saying that you can train this to a point where you're actually aware of the lines of energy, meridians, going through the body. Can you actually tell if you're stuck somewhere?
Yeah, I can feel it very quickly. Have you ever got a muscle spasm?
Sure.
That's a sign of stagnation. You need to uncoil and coil that area and breathe, and you have to realize where that's connected to. So you have to study. Anyone can go on Google right now and Google meridian, Chinese meridian maps, and you can start to see where these lines are. So you can see where the connection is. So you can know how to. So for example, if you had a bicep spasm, you would coil your shoulder all the way to your fingertips, like twisting your arm and then untwisting it and twisting it and untwisting it.
Now, what I'm looking at, listeners, is a very simple movement.
Yeah.
Okay? He didn't jump up and land on his nose and spin or anything. It's something everybody could do sitting at their desk.
Yeah, you could point your middle finger at something, and then so that's like your central axis point, and then you twist, you rotate your shoulder inwards all the way to your fingertips, and then breathe in, and then turn it backwards, rotate it backwards, and then breathe out.
Ooh, I feel, how can I explain it? I feel the pull on the second twist down to the thumb and the pointer finger,
yep.
This whole part of my hand. I can actually feel
and
the tissue.
Try to feel it go into your bicep. Can you feel it?
I can now.
Yeah, good.
It's definitely nerves are yeah. being stimulated here too.
Absolutely. Well, the nerves are all in the fascia layers, different layers of fascia. So the pulsing gets even more interesting. And where it gets even more interesting is when we can learn to pulse our brain.
Okay, now you have my attention. By the way, listeners, I'm sitting here twisting my arms as people are riding their bikes by and stuff and looking at me like I'm crazy, but it feels really good. And if you've listened to any of these interviews, Tevye sometimes gets really excited about how good he feels. And he's not a child. I mean, you know, this is a grown man who's frequently bouncing off the walls with energy. So, okay, just doing the arm stuff is that was amazing. All right, so tell us about pulsing our brain.
Pulsing your brain is actually not so mystical. When I heard it from my master for the first time, I thought it was mystical. But I went and I researched. I'm the type of person, I don't believe what any old Taoist master tells me. So I went and did my research, and I found that, so my master said that basically condense and compress into the center of your brain, what they call a mud pill, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that sounds very vague and it doesn't sound something concrete, tangible. So I went and did research and I found through that the brain actually is encapsulated by a bag of fascia.
Of course.
And this fascia is connected down your spine.
was going to say, yeah, but how do you move the bag around the brain?
You can contract it.
Oh.
You can contract it.
And that's cool.
Yeah, and this will help bring circulation to the brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really amazing that we actually have, most people had no idea they could actually contract their brain. One easy way you can do it, but I don't want people to do it the wrong way. You need to be under the supervised instruction of a qualified teacher to do this, so because it can be dangerous, but you can
try to suck. That makes it more entertaining, okay?
You can try to suck your eyes in the back of your head, like feel like you're pulling your eyes backwards or sucking them in. And that's one way. But it gets quite deep. But anyway, so then the question is like, so your brain can pulse, right? But so I started researching more science behind it. And I found this really interesting author called named Rupert Sheldrake. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
Really, really cool guy. He was funded a lot of money to do scientific research on sort of what appeared to be paranormal things. So, for example, he had a book. I forgot what the name of it is, but like, how does your pet dog know when you're coming home or something like that?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So you know.
Because everybody's dog goes ballistic.
They know, yeah. So he actually did scientific research. Are we good for time?
You got about 4 more minutes.
Okay, so maybe we'll have to bump this into the next episode.
Okay.
If you want. So how does your dog know that you're coming home? Well, actually, he found that our brains are like radio antennas, and we can actually emit frequencies, and we can then, absorb frequencies or receive frequencies as well.
And if anybody doubts it, if you've got a kid, how do you explain why you know what they're thinking before they speak?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we know also that this concept is used in military tactics. We know that fighter pilots are trained not to look at the enemy's eyes because the enemy can sense it. Yeah. So this is being used by the most elite military forces in the world. It's scientifically proven that. So we're basically radio emitters, you know, radio frequency emitters from our brain. So imagine you could control that. Imagine you actually have much more power than this is nothing they taught you in school. But imagine you could actually tap into that power. And I've spent years developing this, and it's like a muscle. The more you do it, the better you get at it.
All right, so we are going to do, Tevye and I only get to do one more show, actually, before Master Chia comes back again. And this one, I will participate a little bit more, because now don't judge me, listeners, but actually, I earned my way through Qigong school by doing psychic readings. But I'm a gypsy. I was born with it. I can't say I didn't train it, because after a few decades of, you know, practicing, you get really good at this stuff. I am very interested in what you have to say, though, about exercises everybody can do to open up the brain to these possibilities. Guys, it's kind of like putting a telescope on the peephole of your door. No, seriously.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you see what's coming. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that you'll make healthy choices, you know. Mm-hmm. Once you see it, you might invite the monster in anyways, and then you should listen to the shows we did before about emotions. But and about choices inside of that. But I think we should do another show on that subject. So to wrap things up, we got another just about less than 2 minutes really to go here. Tevye, finish up why, other than having extrasensory perception and seeing trouble coming and da-da-da, seeing things that normally we didn't see, just physically the benefit of learning how to pulse the brain and get in touch with that fascia around the brain. Is there a physical benefit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Disease prevention or...
Well, think about like this, people suffering from dementia. And this is going to bring circulation to the brain. So it will stave off things like dementia. And I think I mentioned this before in another podcast. I believe it will stave off things like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases. Medical Qigong is being used and documented scientifically in China for these types of diseases.
Well, I can tell you that I did, when I learned about senior care, mm-hmm. I spent a year working with a woman who was 93. Mm-hmm. And she was, when I walked in, she was diagnosed with what did they call it? Brain, what do you call it when things start to get
aneurysm.
Hard? No. When things, the tissue was hardening in her brain. Yeah. Atrophy. That was the word.
Brain atrophy.
I love it when I'm recording live and I can't remember a basic word. No, she had brain atrophy.
Yeah.
And that was their explanation for why certain functions just weren't working for her.
Yeah.
So if there's a way when we're, you know, young and aware, and young could be, you know, 15 and it could be 85, whatever, you know, but if there's a way that we can prevent this kind of brain stagnation, and this is not a metaphor, guys, this, you know, the stagnant energy, this prevention of blood, right? Stagnation can prevent blood, cerebral spinal fluid from getting up. So if there's a way that we can exercise our brain, I guess, is what we're saying. And it's not difficult. I mean, you can study with Tevye. I think we should do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we should do it. On that one, and I know I ask you to say this a lot, we got to go, but I do need you to tell people, especially if they're interested in this subject, brain health. Mm-hmm. And of course, guys, you can't just do brain health. I mean, you know, you're probably going to have to deal with a more, you know, holistic, full-body experience. But if they want to get in touch with you, maybe ask questions on this subject, how do they do it?
WhiteTigerQigong.com. That's WhiteTigerQigong.com. I feel like a radio announcer when I say that.
Well, you've said that a lot of times now, but...
Check me out on Facebook. You can check me out on Twitter, Instagram, the whole nine.
Good.
YouTube, we got videos. I got online courses, books, the whole shebang.
Tevye feels really passionate about sharing this with the people, and I think that's one of the reasons that Master Chi and I are such big fans. All right, listeners, thank you so much for joining us. I hope this was food for thought, food for your brain, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you for joining us on another Empowerment Through Knowledge adventure. Want to learn more? Find Master Chia at MontaukChia.com. That's MontaukChia.com. Find more medical Qigong lessons, books, and information about studying directly with Serena at SerenaStone.com. SerinaStone.com. Thanks for listening. If you like what you learned, subscribe today.